BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Woo woo! No limit, Larry the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B clocking in. It is hump day. It is Wednesday. 57 degrees. And if you are waking up this morning, you're about to leave the house. You're gonna be creeping through the fog this morning. The fog gonna be out there for a minute. Rain, wet streets out there, and we're still gonna be dealing with the rain some of the day, but it's clearing out. And we're going to be dealing with cloudy skies, making way to 64 degrees. And then tomorrow, sunshine 62. And you better enjoy it because this weekend, the cold front is back. We back to wintertime this weekend. You know, we done got a little bit of spring. Y'all, let's snatch your clothes off and put your legs out. Come Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah, you're going to need a big coat. It's going to be cold, cold outside, all right? So I'm just letting you know. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, babe?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling in the morning?
I'm feeling great.
All right. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Bebe.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
The west.
Good morning.
The south.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for the north.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What up?
First off, did y'all enjoy the movie last night?
Yes.
Definitely. We had a chance to go see Bad Boys for Life last night, the advanced movie screening. Shout out to everybody that was there basically 2 hours early.
Right. It was crazy.
Yes.
But the movie is well worth it.
Definitely.
If you're going to see it tomorrow night, because it debuts tomorrow night, definitely go see it. They, you know, you worry when you take a break like that and you come back, can you capture it and capture those moments and bring everybody back in? And I will say they definitely did it. And it's got a lot of twists and turns. You're going to be like, wow. So make sure you go check it out. Support it at the box office. I want to go back and see it again because it's that good.
When I left, they asked me, the people that were putting on the premiere asked me what was my favorite part. And I said, just the chemistry, the fact that after all these years, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith continue to have that chemistry that comes across on that screen and leaves you just laughing out loud. Martin Lawrence just did his thing.
Yeah,
he was hilarious.
He was hilarious in that movie.
He was. Yes,
he stole the show.
He did.
Like, he is hilarious,
and it's like it's not oversaturated either way. It's not like Will oversteps his part or Martin oversteps his part to go out that way. It's just like you said, the on screen chemistry is just unreal. It's dope.
Yeah,
it really make you feel like they are who they are in those characters, and that's what the movie's supposed to be.
So. I think it's the funniest of the three.
I think I agree with that. I don't know if it's the best, right, but I definitely think it's the funniest because it's Bad Boys 2 is so dope.
You know what the Bad Boys franchise reminds me of? The Lethal Weapon franchise.
Yeah.
Those movies when they, you know, they started out, it was so good and they kept going, but they still remained good. And then they played into being old and all this other stuff. Right. I think that's what it reminds me of, but it's in its own lane.
Right.
But this one was hilarious throughout the entire movie. It was funny.
Yeah. And then the whole old generation versus new generation.
Yeah.
And that's really how it go. It really go like, man, I just go see the movie tomorrow night. Go support it. You're going to love it. Trust
me. I'm going back to see it.
Two thumbs up from the Madhouse, all right? And as soon as the movie was over, I'm talking about as soon as the credits came on, I got a da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It was an alert. Not my Luke Kuechly. He decided to retire last night. Not my Luke Kuechly.
I've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to play this game since I was in fourth grade and been with the Panthers now for 8 years. And it's never the right time to step away, but now is the right time for me. And it's a tough decision. I've thought about it a lot. And I think now is the right chance for me to move on. And makes me sad because I love playing this game. I've played it since I was a little kid, and it's my favorite thing in the world to do. And the memories I have from this place and this organization and playing on the field with these guys, they'll never go away. And sitting right now in the linebacker room, and the amount of memories I've had from this room alone could fill a book. And these are the best times of playing. Obviously, on the field is awesome, but some of the best times of playing this game are behind the scenes in the locker rooms, in these meeting rooms, on the buses, traveling the games. You can't replicate that anywhere else, and that's why this is so hard to do, to move on in a different direction. You know, there's only one way to play this game since I was a little kid is to play fast and play physical and play strong. And at this point, I don't know if I'm able to do that anymore. And that's the part that is the most difficult is I still want to play, but I don't think it's the right decision. So thought about it for a long time. And I think now is an opportunity for me to step away with what's going on here. I think we've got a really good linebacker room. I think Shaq and those guys are going to step and do a tremendous job. I just want to say thank you to the coaches, the players, the support staff, the training staff. Everybody involved with this organization has been the best from top to bottom since the day I got here. The fans have been fantastic. And that's the best thing about this city and this town is people love the team and people love the players. And that goes a long way because when you love the players for who they are, I think it transcends the game. And that's what's important. And most of all, I'd like to thank my family, mom and my dad, Eileen and Tom Keekley, my two brothers, John and Henry, and my girlfriend, Shannon. They've been with me since the beginning. They've been very supportive, and I'm happy to share this journey with them. So thank you, Panther fans. Thank you, everybody in the NFL, for your constant support. And now it's time to move in a different direction.
Thank you, Luke Keekley, for everything that you brought on and off the field. We'll be talking about that later on this morning inside the Madhouse, the retirement of Carolina Panther Luke Keekley. Today's inspirational power word of the morning belongs to Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hill, Bob and R.B., 57 degrees right about now. Today's high is going to be right near 64. The rain is clearing out. You're dealing with fog this morning, so slow down, especially when you're going in and around them neighborhoods. I don't want y'all to hit nobody kid this morning. All right? Don't hit nobody's kid this morning. The rain is going to be cleared out by later on today, and the fog is going to be gone by later on today. Then tomorrow, we're going to be in the 60s again, but with sunshine. But Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the cold front is back. So enjoy today and tomorrow if you're enjoying this warm weather. But this weekend, get ready to get that coat out. All right, y'all know what time it is. It's time for that hashtag MHQOTD Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
And the question of the day is being brought to you by Cheesecake Carousel, Queen City. There's an authentic New York cheesecake company on the corner of Trade and Tryon. It's called Cheesecake Carousel. You can choose from plenty of cake flavors like cookies and cream, red velvet, and more. Cheesecake is their world. Quality is their passion.
All right. Well, Larry talked about it earlier. Everybody heard about it last night when the news dropped.
Luke!
He's leaving us, y'all. He's leaving us. He has retired from the game of football. So, instead of a question today, we want you to send messages to him. Shout out to Luke. I actually met him a couple of years ago. He is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. And when I talked to him, he was like, oh, no, I listen to the show. So shout out to him. He listens to the Madhouse. And we want to send him some wishes, some well wishes. So what is your message to Luke?
My message would quite simply be thank you. I've met Luke several times because I worked with Thomas Davis and the Defend the Dreams Foundation. And Luke was always one of those players who came out and not only came out and showed up and was just there. He always came out and participated, was always so nice to the fans at the football camp, at the feeding we do for Thanksgiving every year, at the book bag drive. And he just loves the community of Charlotte. He came in, wrapped his arms around it as they wrapped his arms around him. So I would just say, Luke, man, whatever you decide to do, whether you decide to retire for a couple of years and come back, or whether you retire and decide to and stay retired, I just want to say thank you, and we appreciate you here in the city of Charlotte.
Yeah, I've met Luke also a few times working with Cam Newton, and he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that you just it's your boy, it's your homeboy. You chill with him, man. He's very, very down to earth. He said on several occasions, like Jessica said, that he listens to the show. He enjoys the show. Not just listen to it. He said he enjoyed it. And he's just a very, very, very humble guy, man. Appreciate everything that you did for the city. And we look forward to seeing you doing more in the city, man. Appreciate you.
My message to Luke is thank you and enjoy it. You deserve this retirement. Thank you so much for what you did for the city. And enjoy your retirement. Sit back and enjoy every moment of it. Larry, you know, you say that you worked with him with Thomas Davis. Burp, you said that you worked with him through Cam Newton. I've had a chance to work with him through Charles Johnson.
Right.
And it's amazing. Like, when you hear that, that just shows how much of a team member he was,
mm-hmm.
you know, because all of those guys have their foundations. They do great work in the city. And he showed up to support each and every single one of them without any questions asked. You know, when I was out there with Charles, he would show up to events and just sort of play the back. He was just there mm-hmm. to show his support. And that's the type of guy that he was. And that is what he portrayed to the public. So that's why I say thank you. You deserve it, and you enjoy your retirement.
All right, hit the hashtag tap in. How do they tap in, Miss Jessica?
At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No
Limit. These folks got hit his no cap.
6:22 here in the Queen City. Let's get into a nosy neighbor news quickie. 34 years after their collaboration, Aerosmith and Run DMC are set to reunite.
Wow.
The groups have been slated to reunite at the upcoming Grammy Awards. They're expected to perform their hit, Walk This Way. That's the song that originally brought the two acts together back in 1986. The 2020 Grammy Awards will air on CBS on January 26th. Don't forget, the baby is also up for a Grammy this year. So that's going to be a huge show. Aerosmith and Run DMC back together.
I like that. Yeah. You know, it was one of those collaborations that changed the dynamics of hip hop. So shout out to them. I think that's going to be huge for the Grammys,
yes.
too. They need it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be slow.
What?
They old. It's going to be slow.
Oh, man.
They're
going to
be
go.
Slow. They're going to walk with walkers.
Here you go.
They're going to walk this way. I don't know what way.
Here you go. Hating before they even take the stage. Man, stop hating.
You're not going to do that.
Run DMC. Run that. Is in shape. He preaching. He's doing
things. Back then, it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And drugs got the most of it.
I wonder if they're going to put new spin on it. Or if they're going to like perform it, you know, like they did back in 1986. Or if they're going to put like a new age spin on it.
Have y'all seen Steven Tyler?
Wasn't he on American Idol?
He can barely move. He can barely talk. Ozzy Osbourne.
I hate you, baby. I hate you.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie. There he is. Cardi B. Offset. It's Cloud on Charlotte's Club Power 98.
She ain't talking about he, put it on.
To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar, overachieving.
You know on the grind, working all week.
MVP, baby.
You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to. Cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she
working that she grinding. Working that she grinding.
Everybody knows she
started working that she grinding.
Working that she grinding.
Working that she grinding.
Where is she? She the real MVP is another Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And in the building, we got another real MVP. You know how it goes down. Miss Jessica, we got in the building.
She is the owner of Royalty Beauty Bar. She is known as Miss Custom Unit. Y'all give it up for Styles by Tina Cole. Yes.
Hey, man. What up, Styles by right Tina Cole? What up, where to go? How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling amazing.
So let me start the question off with you're an owner. So how does that feel to be a female owner? Because, you know, this is Working Woman Wednesday. We like to inspire ladies out there. So what would you say to ladies about being a female owner?
It feels amazing. It feels amazing being a female black business owner, and it's been in business now for what, almost 10 years.
I've been in the industry for 15,
so it feels good to still be able to, you know, be in business. And my advice to women or young girls that's interested in getting into the industry and, you know, starting a business, just go for it. Don't be scared. You're going to have failures, and it's okay, but just keep going. Never give up.
So here's my backstory with Tara. I was looking to do something new with my look, my mm-hmm. hair for 2020, and went searching on the internet and came across her Instagram page and was like, oh my goodness, this girl is amazing. Mm-hmm. So I hit her up, slid in the DMs, and was like, hey, can I come in, do a consultation? Because I don't have any knowledge about wigs, weaves, bundles, nothing.
Right.
I said, can I come by? She was so open. She was like, yeah, stop by whenever. She sat down and she walked me through piece by piece by piece of this process and gave me so much information. And then after that, I called her back again and said, hey, I got more questions. Uh-huh. And she sat down with me again and did another consultation with me to answer all of those questions. And then when I was in her chair and she was actually doing my hair, she shared with me that she really has a lot of education about alopecia. A lot of people think mm-hmm. when you wear wigs, you're just wearing them for looks. Right. And that's not always the case. A lot of women, they have some hair issues. And so she has a lot of information about alopecia. And she also has some information about how, ladies, if you're out there, you might be able to get a free custom unit. So coming up, I want you to talk about that aspect of wigs and things absolutely. Like that. So if you're out there and you have a hair condition, we definitely want you to listen up because we got some great information coming your way.
King Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. 57 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 64 is the high for the day. We inside Working Woman Wednesday. Who do we have in the building?
We have the owner of Royalty Beauty Bar. She's known as Styles by T. Styles. By
T. Nicole. Styles by T. Nicole.
Styles by T. Nicole. I have Styles 4 on my paper, but Styles by T. Nicole. That's how you can find her on Instagram. And before we went to break, we were talking about you providing education about caring if you have alopecia. So sort of talk about that.
Right. So there is a program called a cranial prosthesis fulfillment that pretty much, if you are a salon owner or a hairstylist, You can pretty much offer fulfillments for people who have hair loss. So it can be cancer, any medical relations, it can be medication, any type of alopecia. All you would pretty much need is a prescription from your doctor, and it has to be noted with your diagnostic code and your procedure code. Mm. You would bring it in to me or any hairstylist, and pretty much we would fulfill the prescription. We would contact your insurance company and you can get up to 100% of fulfillment on your cranial prosthesis. And cranial prosthesis is pretty much a technical term for a wig.
Wow. So if you have some type of condition, your insurance could cover a wig for you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's great information.
Yep.
We were talking off air that some people might not even know if they have alopecia. Explain a little bit to people who might not know what alopecia is.
So alopecia really could be any type of hair loss. Alopecia could be small amount, full coverage, full hair loss, which is completely bald, or patches, or your edges, or the nape of the neck. It could be anything. But in order to identify the condition of the alopecia, you have to go to your dermatologist mm-hmm. or maybe your primary doctor, depending on the condition and how bad mm-hmm. it is. And they will be able to give you that prescription for cranial prosthesis, which is, again, a technical term for a wig for, you know, our salon, because, you know, we do those fulfillments that you can get those type of, I guess, the prices off for the wigs.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. What made you get into this in the first place? Because, you know, a lot of people go into hair and doing hair. But what made you get into the wig side and just take this path in the first place?
To be honest, it's always been a talent. Mm-hmm. And then I like making women feel good about themselves. I went through alopecia myself, but it was postpartum shedding from my two boys.
Mm.
And I just became obsessed with wigs, and I haven't had a sew-in in like almost 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a good feeling to know that I can change my hair all the time. Mm-hmm. But getting into this business, it's a greater feeling for me as a stylist to see me changing someone's lives sitting in my chair. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many women that come in and they're so embarrassed of going to salons because it's crowds of people, mm-hmm. and they don't want to show their hair. And when you have someone that's dedicated to the business, and they're not just in it for the money, because I'm not just in the business for the money. I'm in the business to make women feel good about mm-hmm. themselves. That's what I like, changing women's lives. But when they come into the salon and they see themselves with this new piece on, it makes them feel really, really good. And that, for me, is satisfaction.
Talk a little bit about studying your craft, because, you know, when you and I were talking, you said that you were working with a woman and mm-hmm. she taught you a lot, but you really sat down and really studied this craft to get to where you are today doing these great units.
Right, right. So before, I wasn't doing any type of sew-ins or wigs, and then I studied up under a young lady, and she pretty much taught me everything as far as hair extensions. And then over the years, I got into wigs. And I really just pretty much had to educate myself, because anybody can make a wig, mm-hmm. but it's different when it's customized. You mm-hmm. have to customize it to the actual client. Mm-hmm. Not every wig is cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. And when you get those manufactured wigs or the cheaper quality wigs, those wigs are cookie cutter. They're not made for the client. My education comes from studying how the client wants their hair, their head shape, being able to measure, the proper way to measure the client's scalp, the proper way to make the wig, use the caps, what size mannequin head. So all of that research mm-hmm. is very vital if you're going to be a true wig maker.
Well, let me ask you this. How does somebody come see you, where you shop at, what's the number, what's the web, what's the Instagram and all that?
So you can follow me at Styles by Tina Cole on Instagram, Royalty Beauty Bar on Instagram. The salon is located at 66 East W.T. Harris inside the Hickory Grove Business Park. And our website is royaltybeautybar.com.
And I'll say this, as a woman, mm-hmm. you know, when you go into a salon, it's almost like a guy and their relationship with their barber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
know,
that's a relationship, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
and so you want to have a good relationship. And so me sitting in the chair with you, you know, with me coming to you with all of those questions, you knew that I was like, ooh, what am I stepping into? And from jump, from go,
mm-hmm.
she explained every single process from the consultation until my hair was done. She was like, okay, now I'm doing this, and this is going to do this, and now I'm doing this, and this is going to do this. Even to the follow-up phone call that I received afterwards, she's like, hey, how is it going? It's been a couple of days. How are you going? And that's very important when you're looking for a stylist.
Right.
And it's also something, when I posted a picture, I had someone say, I'm also natural, and I never thought about mm-hmm. doing this. And mm-hmm. this is an option.
Yeah,
this is an option.
Wigs aren't just for women of hair loss. Wigs can be for people who have a head full of hair and they're natural and they don't want to spend all of the money to get mm-hmm. products to maintain their hair, because our hair is just not naturally curly. We have to make it look like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be very, you know, expensive or just time consuming.
Yep.
Well, thank you for being here this morning.
Yep.
We appreciate you stepping inside the Madhouse on his Working Woman Wednesday. Salute to you and much continued success.
Thank you.
Charlotte's plug is a Working Woman Wednesday.
Get up, ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the lady.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and RB. It's No Limit Larry, the boy, the Madhouse. Chris Brown, Drake, No God at 709, 9 out to 7 o'clock, and it's time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world.
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on.
Good morning. Uh-oh. Who's trying to let shine? Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to get my shine on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to call to my son for being the best son in the world, and everybody in the NC representing that 404 and that 912.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting light? Shine?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. This is Mr. Lee.
Oh,
I'm on KF.
Shine.
on this leash. I hunt the hound dogs. I put the hound dogs on. They found them.
We don't know. We just hit the music.
Mr. Lee
music.
Said he was looking for somebody. He put the hound dog on him, and they found it. So he went to let the hound dog and the lady shine for being found.
Okay. Just hit the button. Hit the button.
I don't know how I understood that, but I understood that.
Go ahead.
Mr. Lee, you got to go. I really want to know if Mr. Lee got dogs, and I want to know the dog's name.
Good morning.
I want to know more than just
good morning.
You got somebody you need to let shine.
I do. I want to let my sister-in-law, Erica Pay, shine, because she's always helping me out. I really do appreciate her.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm letting my son Corinthian shine and all the women out there. Shine up, it's all day like bam.
Shine on me.
I like
shine on me.
April done busted up for some cold stone. Shout out. I got some people I need to let shine. First off, I want to let my big dog, my homie, Touche, Jeff McGinnis, shine up at Combine Academy. They got a game this Saturday. They'll be playing at John C. Smith University. The MLK Showcase is going down. So if you want to check out some great high school basketball, then come out to John C. Smith on Saturday. Touche and the Combine Academy will be playing at 7:30 versus West Charlotte.
Hey, Touche.
That game going to be turned. And Touche, I need a job, big bro. I'm saying my school closed. I was out there coaching. I need a coaching job. I mean, I got a couple suits and a couple button downs.
Hit the button.
I'm sorry.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Jessica been hating on me ever since. And I got one more shine. Oh, I want to let my new friend, my big dog, my big homie, came to the movies last night, and he called the lady out for having a salad in the movies. Jessica's boyfriend, a.k.a. the guy. Shout out to him. Let him shine. He made the movies worth going to see without even seeing the movie. Big dog,
y'all
let you shine this morning.
That crap.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Coming up, Miss Justin got your nose in the neighborhoods.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
These folks got hit his no cap.
7:21 here in the Queen City. It is time for your nosy neighbor news. Is coming up next. What's going on with Big Sean? When will we be getting new music from him? Got details about that. Lord Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's asking the judge for something. I'm gonna let you know about that. Someone is getting installed into the Trap Museum in Atlanta. Got details about that. And Dave Chappelle is coming to South Carolina. Why is Dave Chappelle coming to South Carolina?
To help somebody who's running for president. That's why Dave Chappelle's coming. He's actually going to be doing some stuff for the president. Some dude or something. I don't know. Something like that.
Because he's on the road! doing shows!
That's it?
Yes. Hell yes. Shout out to Dave Chappelle, man. I opened up for him.
All you right. Did? Where about?
Here in Charlotte.
Oh, right, what's up?
Well, find out what's going on with Dave Chappelle coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Listen in, because I got tickets for you to go check out the Millennium Tour. That's all coming your way right after Wale on Chill at Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Hey, nosy neighbors. It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, January 15th. Being brought to you by Coats for Kids. I'm going to be hanging out and joining the WSOC TV team for their annual Steve Coats for Kids. It's going down today, Wednesday, January 15th, from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 1901 North Tryon Street, right here in Charlotte. It's their special collection day. Help keep children in our community warm this winter by donating a new or gently used coat to benefit Crisis Assistance Ministry. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. The Trap Museum is getting some new exhibits. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. They're going to be added to the famous ATL tourist attraction.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Females will become the first female rappers to have an exhibit. The exhibit featuring the ladies will be revealed tomorrow on Thursday. Nosy Neighbors are working overtime, and they might have gotten some intel on who will be appearing on Big Sean's new album. They spotted a whiteboard in the picture that singer YK Osiris posted to his Instagram page. The board is titled Detroit 2 with a list of names that include Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Young Thug, Chris Brown, Future, and Lizzo. Hopefully, the mixtape will come out sooner than later. Big Sean will also be performing at this year's Coachella Festival. Method Man and Mary J. Blige will join forces once again, but this time outside of music. The rapper has been added to the new Power spinoff. It's called Power Book 2. Ghost. The show is reportedly set to debut sometime this summer. Power is currently in its sixth and final season on Stars. Dave Chappelle seems to have a candidate in mind for president of the United States. The comedian is a part of the Yang Gang. All right, he is set to perform two shows in South Carolina to support Andrew Yang's campaign. The shows will take place on January 29th and 30th. Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine wants out of jail and wants to serve the rest of his sentence at home. According to his lawyer, the rapper feels fierce for his life and is asking a judge to let him finish his jail term at home or at a community correctional facility. 6ix9ine claims that his life is in danger because he snitched on the and that the private jail that he is in is filled with the entire world that he snitched on, all them bloods. So that's not exactly how it works, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Happy birthday to Martin Luther King Jr. and actress Regina King. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Real quick, birthday. Today is Church Boy's birthday.
It's Churchy Poo.
It's Churchy Poo's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Him and Martin Luther King got this,
they got the same head and the same birthday.
Happy birthday, Churchy Poo. I hope you have a special day. We love you so much up here, Pal 98. You Churchy Poo, you read the Bible. You are spiritual. We love you.
I love you to do that. Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by DTLR and the official CIAA Step Show Throwdown Greek versus Greek. Friday, February 28th, it is going down at the Charlotte Convention Center. You already know the doors open up at 6. Showtime is at 7. I'm hosting that thing with my big dog. That would be me. And we got performing live, Tyana Mari. She's going to be in the building. For more details and to get tickets, log on to power98fm.com. Today, Larry is mad. Larry is mad at y'all who put this lie out about my big dog, my big homie, Lil Boosie. Y'all, somebody started a rumor and a lie that Boosie beat up George Zimmerman in Walmart. Now, just because y'all afraid of George Zimmerman and ain't none of y'all went out there and did nothing to him and y'all keep letting him roam and stomp through Florida, don't be putting on my big dog, Boosie, like Boosie done did something to the man. Boosie has released a video, and Boosie said in the video that I have never met this man and I definitely ain't seen him at no Walmart. So whoever put this lie out about Boosie, stop it. Stop it. Because Boosie ain't do it, and you didn't either. So don't be lying on Big Dog to do the work that y'all should have been doing. I'm just saying, hashtag. I'm just saying. But, yeah, and Boosie told me to remind y'all, too, to go pick up his noodles that's coming out Friday in Walmart. Since y'all want to talk about Walmart. But that's what I'm mad at. People be lying on other people. And always lying on celebs. Why are they messing? They keep on messing with Boosie. Leave Boosie alone. He ain't did nothing to y'all. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. The mix is on the way and your money word is on the way. It's Pod 98.
No Limit Larry. sorry.
Let me get in the poke. 100 racks, they gon' take your soul. 100 racks. Glock with a 3 and a O. Bought a yacht, put the kids on a boat. Yacht. Put a brick in the figure of the foe. Hurt. Got a stick, it's a stick, it'll blow. Mix of a foe. My
job. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We got some breaking news into the madhouse this morning on your drive in this morning. Seems like they just got to school, but we have breaking news coming from Independence High School. What we
got, Ms. Charlotte Mecklenburg. Police Department was notified that an Independence High School student was displaying a gun at the school bus stop and possibly had an additional firearm in the book bag to ensure the safety of students and staff and the school. The school was placed on lockdown while officers are inside the school investigating that report. That is coming straight from the CMPD news tweet. They tweeted that out. I'm working on getting you more information right now. So Independence High School on lockdown after there was a report of a student on campus with a gun.
Yeah, and we don't want nobody hurt. No students, no staff, nobody. So if you got students at Independence High School, this school just started. So, you know, they're probably just getting dropped off and trying to get their day started. But the school is on lockdown. But if you got students over there and they got cell phones, reach out to them. But everything should be okay. As far as we know right now, it is. It's just school placed on lockdown. So it's crazy.
It's probably busy over there in that area, as they're saying that school was supposed to start at 7:15. There were a lot of police cruisers that were seen on campus and in the school bus parking lot around 7:30. Around 7:50, students were allowed to get off the bus and walk into the school. So like I said, we're getting more information about this. This is going on at Independence High School. Students placed on lockdown after there was a report of a student with a gun. Getting you more details about that right now.
Nah, we're sending our hearts and prayers over there to everybody involved. And y'all be okay over there at Independence High School. Right about now, it is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Larry, cut that music off.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Cut that music off and cut mine on, Larry.
My bad, I pushed the wrong button.
You pushed the wrong button? Okay, yeah, you got the right one.
I got the right one.
Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keeps it 100.
100.
100.
And today's word is I'm tired of trying to figure out. When I ask a question, I want an answer. And this is for the ladies out there today, women, talking to you specifically.
Larry.
Women, we are tired of trying to figure out what it is you want to eat. Whenever I ask, are you hungry, you give a direct answer. What is that answer, Larry?
Yes, I'm out. The answer is
yes, yes. You are hungry. But when I say what it is you eat, you say, what is, I don't know what that means. I'm tired of trying to figure it out, Jessica. I need your help on this one. Try to help me understand why your answer is always what, Larry? I don't know. What is tell me, do you want a burger? Because I'll tell you that I might go to cookout. You know what you say? I ain't in the mood for a cookout. I said, all right, I'm going to go to Sonic. You know what you say when I say I'm going to Sonic? I don't know if I want Sonic. I said, well, damn it, what do you want to eat? And what is your answer, Jessica? What is See what I mean? The doors of the church and the doors to the kitchen are closed, but the church is now open. If there's one that knows what means, come up here and tell me.
Think about it.
What you thought?
Oh, no.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
821 here in the Queen City. Yo Gotti hasn't dropped an album since 2017, but it looks like that is about to change. He was on stage with Moneybagg Yo and announced that he will be dropping an album later this month. Gotti has yet to announce the title or the date, but as soon as I know, I'm going to let you know. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy
Neighbor. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Another Larry, the morning Madhouse. Welcome to the Madhouse family. Y'all come on and join in, Madhouse Nation. Y'all know what time it is. We're about to get around this living room table and have family talk. Today, the family is talking about the retirement of Luke Kuechly. We leaving the movies last night. We went to see Bad Boys 3, the premiere last night. As soon as the movie credits came on, we got the alert that Luke Kuechly had decided to retire from the Carolina Panthers. And he left this message.
I've been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to play this game since I was in fourth grade and been with the Panthers now for 8 years, and it's never the right time to step away, but now is the right time for me, and it's a tough decision. I've thought about it a lot, and I think now is the right chance for me to move on. And it makes me sad because I love playing this game. I've played it since I was a little kid, and it's my favorite thing in the world to do. And the memories I have from this place and this organization and playing on the field with these guys, they'll never go away. And sitting right now in the linebacker room, and the amount of memories I've had from this room alone could fill a book. And these are the best times of playing. Obviously, on the field is awesome, but some of the best times of playing this game are behind the scenes in the locker rooms, in these meeting rooms, on the buses, traveling the games. You can't replicate that anywhere else, and that's why this is so hard to do, to move on in a different direction. You know, there's only one way to play this game since I was a little kid is to play fast and play physical and play strong. And at this point, I don't know if I'm able to do that anymore. And that's the part that is the most difficult is I still want to play, but I don't think it's the right decision. So thought about it for a long time. And I think now is an opportunity for me to step away with what's going on here. I think we've got a really good linebacker room. I think Shaq and those guys are going to step and do a tremendous job. I just want to say thank you to the coaches, the players, the support staff, the training staff. Everybody involved with this organization has been the best from top to bottom since the day I got here. The fans have been fantastic, and that's the best thing about this city and this town is people love the team and people love the players, and that goes a long way because when you love the players for who they are, I think it transcends the game, and that's what's important. And most of all, I'd like to thank my family, mom and my dad, Eileen and Tom Kuechly, my two brothers, John and Henry, and my girlfriend, Shannon. They've been with me since the beginning. They've been very supportive, and I'm happy to share this journey with them. So thank you, Panther fans. Thank you, everybody in the NFL, for your constant support. And now it's time to move in a different direction.
So 8 years with the Carolina Panthers. He's 28 years old. It makes you say, wow. Don't you start that, brother. Don't you start it. And you can hear how emotional Luke Kuechly was in his message and in the delivery of his message. Y'all excuse the Madhouse. But we asked y'all, Madhouse Nation, we asked y'all family, how do y'all feel about the retirement of Luke Kuechly? 570-WPEG.
What they going to say in the stadium now? When he make a sack,
it used to be Moose. It used to be for Hoover.
And then it was Hoover.
Then it was Hoover. You don't mean Brad Hoover?
Who's Hoover?
You don't mean Brad Hoover?
No.
Hoover. Yeah, exactly. I remember. They used to say Moose. They used to say Hoover. Then it was Luke. So I don't know who we gonna say now. We gonna say Shaq.
Who gonna scream Kuechly?
No,
tap in, Madhouse Nation. I'm sick of them.
570
WPG.
You stealing your time?
He's so cute. He's a cute little white boy.
Oh, that's it.
You've been tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Hey!
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is inside the Madhouse. It is a Week Family Wednesday family. Luke Kuechly, after 8 years with the Carolina Panthers, said he's done. He's retiring. Called it quits last night. Thanks thank the fans, thank the coaching staff, and thank everybody in his family last night. What do y'all feel about the retirement of Luke Kuechly from the Carolina Panthers? Good morning.
Yes, I'm going to miss Luke Kuechly. I'm not the biggest football fan, but I know that he made a difference in the Panthers. I do have a picture of him and my son, and I'm going to always cherish that. So I'm sad. Thank you.
Good morning. What's your feelings on Luke Kuechly?
I just want to say it is a sad day in America today. And I just think since Luke is retiring, I don't think Cam is going to come back.
Wow. Okay. Power 98, good morning. What's your feelings on Luke Kuechly?
I'm with Burpee. I was so sad when I saw that. And in fact, when it popped up on my phone, I called my sister. Like, something happened to a family member.
Mm.
This man is one of the most prolific players in the game. And whenever he stepped his foot on the field, you knew something was going to happen. He either made it happen with his team or he made it happen by himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand the decision he made because the concussions that he suffered in his career could be detrimental in the long run, so I get it. But this is a sad day for not just the Carolina Panthers, but the NFL. This man will make the Pro Bowl on his first go-round. And so I wish him the best. Thank you for all the memories and the things you did for the Carolina Panthers. But if this is the decision you made for yourself, this city will support you like you've always supported us when you stepped on the field.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Adier, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, No Limit?
What's up?
Hey, I'm just saying, I think Marshawn Lynch's speech hit a lot of little young football mm-hmm. players. And I think that, like you said, the concussions he had, I think, you know, getting that money and being able to enjoy your retirement made a big decision with him.
Mm, could have been, yeah, and all the players stepped up and said Marshawn Lynch spoke nothing but truth in what he had to say. Luke Kuechly retired from the Carolina Panthers after 8 years. What do you feel about it? 570 WPEG Madhouse Nation. Tap in. We got more of your comments when we come back. It's Pod 98.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry
and the Morning Madhouse.
Set it off.
Hey. Power 98.
Hurry into Bojangles and get any size cup of our Bowtown Roasters coffee for just $1. Our freshly brewed coffee pairs perfectly with our made-from-scratch breakfast biscuits. Get any size coffee for just $1. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte Traffic.
77 North is slowing with a couple of accidents between Fort Mill and Uptown. The slowest spot around 485 and that interchange there on the south side. 77 South is slow through the Uptown. A crash around West Boulevard is causing the delay, but the big slow spot is 485's outer loop over in Harrisburg. A crash around North Tryon Street has things backed up to
All right. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Good morning. Your feelings on Luke Kuechly retiring from the Carolina Panthers?
Good morning.
What's up? What's your feelings on Luke Kuechly retiring from the Carolina Panthers?
Oh, no. We suck again.
Is that what
stuck on 485, man? We suck again, man. He was calling all the plays for us on defense, know what the other team doing before they did it.
Pat Adier, good morning.
Okay, first of all, let me say I respect his decision. But let me tell you, I'm born and raised in Charlotte. Y'all get ready to have four more years of sucky seasons.
Mm. I think it was definitely a tough decision for him. You can hear it in his voice. Luke, I'm glad to have met the man and seen everything that he was doing in the community. I watched kids run up to him and he embraced kids and loved everything that he stood for as far as helping out in the community. Every event I met him at was a community event, except for the one time I was at Zoe's Kitchen and I ran into him in there and he was coming from practice. He was like, "Hey, what you eating?" I was like, "But I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know what to order in here." And he told me what to order. But other than that, I ran into him at a community events. He was always a stand-up young man in the community, always willing to help out, and just was a service unit, was a person that gave his service. Not only on the field, you saw what he did on the field, but off the field, he also gave his service when it came to being in the Charlotte community. So that's the part I'm going to miss. Hopefully he remains here and he continues to do those type of things.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like the caller before. I watch football, don't mm-hmm. know a lot about the game or whatever. But in the world of football, you know about certain players. And right. Luke Kuechly is one of them. You know him. And knowing him in NFL and what he's done on the field is amazing. But also just knowing him for the good human being that he is, man, he's just a good guy. And people, he don't get caught up in nothing. He gives back to the community. He's a supportive person. And so, you know, just his, not only his athleticism on the field, but his spirit is going to be missed. But like I said earlier, he definitely deserves this. So I hope that he enjoys every minute of his retirement.
Yeah, Luke was one of my good friends, too.
I never said that he was a good friend.
Larry did.
Oh, okay.
He's one of my good friends. You know, he came to the house and fixed my hot water heater one time.
Hush,
he's good with his hands.
Stop fixing, telling lies, man.
Fixing stuff around the house.
No, what are we going to do? Luke, I don't know what I said. How post the pound? Listen to my pound.
That's your kick pound.
That's your kick pound.
I don't
know how my pound's supposed to pound.
Lucas!
Look, Lord.
You got to the madhouse, Lucas.
Luke, come on and stop through, man. Come on and stop through the madhouse.
Somebody, y'all go to Luke Kuechly Instagram and hit him up and tell him to come to the madhouse and talk to us. Since he's retired. Come back, Lucas!
We can just call TD and tell TD to come.
Yeah, you can do that too, Larry. Yeah. Shut up.
Man, coming up, man, we play everybody's favorite game show. Is that Day Day?
My pound don't work.
your pound ain't keep pounding.
My pound don't work pounding. Without it.
And stop pounding.
Listen, it's a tap.
Rex Simmons like a pinata.
Larry the Boy, the Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Day Day, what you mean? Of course, we get ready to play everybody's favorite game show.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Before
I let go.
Before we play everybody's favorite game show, I just got to give a special shout out to Michelle Irvin. That's my homeboy, Darius' mom. It's her birthday today. And I just want to clear this up. I'm going to say this. Darius wrecked his mama Maxima back in the day. Mm-hmm. And he blamed it on me. And she said I still owe her Maxima.
Ooh.
But it was
that's
Darius.
What y'all doing? Y'all snitching on
each other? Oh, yeah. 2020.
Well, we know you snitch.
Yeah.
But you do this during the roll call at 9:55.
No, I had to get this out. I had to get this out because she's listening now. And she's good people. And
it's
Darius,
her birthday?
Yes, her birthday.
Happy birthday, mama.
Happy birthday, Darius, mama.
But your son, Darius, owe you that, Maxima, not me. All right, let's play everybody's favorite game show.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
We got some good tickets too today. We got them tickets for you to check out J. Cole and the Dreamville Tour. If you want to go see that, you got to be Black Smart today. And I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to be easy.
It ain't going to be easy. I'm sick of y'all.
It ain't going to be easy today.
I'm sick of y'all.
570 WPEG. While you're dialing, it's that Chris Brown and Drake. No guidance is Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
Power 98 WPEG. Good morning. Who this is?
This is Brianna.
What up, Brianna?
Good morning.
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You're going to see J. Cole and his Dreamville tour. However, if you do not, we need that hood black car, shout.
Okay.
What? I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. In the hood.
In the what?
In the hood.
Say it one more time.
In the hood. What is the name of the after club hour spot where you go drink liquor and play cards?
The after party.
What?
I said the spot. What is the name of the spot?
She answered. She got it wrong.
Okay, she got it. I'll try that.
Okay, I didn't even understand the question, but go ahead. It's fine.
No. It was kind of confusing.
It's not confusing. The after hour spot.
Hey, I know the answer.
Okay, all right. Whatever. She missed it. What you got for me, Jessica?
I need you to tell me who are the two members in Outkast.
Mm. Oh, gosh. I lost this one. It's
bye.
Over.
Bye.
You definitely. Hell no.
I'm sorry, Brianna.
I am for real. You stay off Black Smart forever.
Forever.
Do we even have to ask?
Hell no.
Hell no. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen.
Now listen. Now listen. You going to answer my question and Miss Jessica's question to get these tickets.
Am I? I had a good one.
You save it for tomorrow. 570-WPG. Come on in. You trying to steal these tickets.
No limit.
House voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go
down in the... Y'all know what it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Yes, sir. Madhouse question of the day. What we was talking about today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we are talking about Luke Kuechly as he prepares to retire. He has announced his retirement. So we wanted you all to send messages to him for his retirement. What you got, Larry?
B Solo P said, damn it, man. I got to save my pain and tears when Tom Brady leave. But Luke, you're running up my anxiety. I love you. Okay,
I'm
bye.
My anxiety.
Doubly blessed said, I'm hurt, but I will heal. Luke, take care of yourself. And Be Stronger For You said, health over football. But dang it, I blame Trump.
Lady Fierce 87 said, no, not Luke. Thank you. You are a great inspiration to the youth. Continue to be blessed. Miss Reber, she says, we love you, Luke. Thank you for your commitment to our community. You will be missed on the field, but forever in our hearts. Mm. And B Solo P put 3 crying emojis.
Ryan Carroll said, you broke my heart, but time heals all wounds. Good luck, buddy. Thanks for being better than good. Drew Dexter said, you do you, bro. We will miss you, but if the Panthers are smart, they'll bring you back as a coach. Your football IQ and love for the game is so great that it would only benefit us having you as a coach. God bless you regardless of your future endeavors. Hashtag Luke.
You know your boy chimed in, Mr. What the Hell. He's on the voicemail, 704-227-8780.
This is Mr. What the Hell, Luke. Man, I'm glad you listen to your body and you able to walk away from the game while you still sane. That CTE is real. Luke, I want to say thank you for everything you did for the city of Charlotte. Thank you for the way you played the game on the field. Thank you for showing the kids that you don't have to be a dirty or vicious player to be a great player. Luke, the most important thing I want to thank you for is not acting a damn fool like that Antonio Brown off the field. Luke, you're a Hall of Famer and you will be missed on Sundays. And Panthers, y'all need to hire that man as a linebacker coach immediately. And no limit. Boy, Church Boy head just a little bit bigger than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but both of them full of knowledge. Happy birthday, Church Boy.
You want to tap in? You know, we drop the Madhouse question every morning about 6:05, and then we play your responses back at 9:20. You can always go by our Instagram page, our show page at NLLMMA to check it out, or just hit us on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Coming up, Ms. Jessica's got your nosy neighbor recap. That's going to drop about 9:32. And somebody's trying to steal these tickets from Black Smart because the girl that called, she wasn't Black Smart at all. She wasn't nowhere near Black Smart. She wasn't brown smart. She wasn't light skinned smart. Young Thug Gunna, man. Travis Scott Hot Remix.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.